Amen. Genesis 49, verse number 3 and 4. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up into thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. I want to preach from verse 4 where it says, unstable as water. Let's pray for us. Pray for this service tonight and this message that the Lord would speak to us. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for every testimony and song and prayer and offering that has been given unto you. I pray that you bless us, Lord, as we go to your word. I know that your word is anointed. I know, God, that you can give us a fresh touch of heaven to receive from you tonight, that you speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It is God's will that we be stable. It is God's will that we be steadfast. Amen. That we be solid. That we are consistent. The Lord loves consistency in our Christian life. Amen. I know that we face mountains, and sometimes we're barely, amen, holding on. And somebody wrote a song and said, I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain, and I'm doing my best to make it in. And I know there's other times, like another song that says, life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Amen. And there's times we can't wait to praise God. We can't wait to rejoice. And we can't wait to get, you know, in the way and do something for God or work or you know, whatever. And I know that the Christian life, amen, is like that in so many ways. But amen, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about inconsistency in our walk with God. You'll have high days, and we'll have, amen, wonderful times, and then we'll have low times and hard times, or we're just struggling, amen, to put one foot in front of the other. But, amen, there is an instability, and there is a place in, that can, we can get in our life where we're back and forth. Amen. Where we're tossed back and forth, and that is not God's will. That's what I would like to talk to us about tonight. It's not God's will for us to be in one day and out the next. It's not God's will for us to be, amen, serving and doing great one day and then the next, or 1 month here and then the next month, or that back and forth. That is not God's will and God's plan. Amen. God wants us to be stable. Reuben, amen, Jacob has called all his sons together. He is in Egypt, and he has already been with Joseph. He's met with Joseph. He's met Pharaoh, amen. He has lived several years here, and he called his sons together and said, come here, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Amen. And Jacob prophesied unto these men and unto, amen, their children and to their offspring and to their tribes. Each one of these 12 sons of Jacob, he had 12 sons and one daughter, and all 12 sons became a tribe, in Israel. And, he took, Ephraim and Manasseh, which was Joseph, and they got a double portion in Israel. And, Levi, he scattered in Israel, and, they became the men of God and the prophets, and they didn't have no inheritance, for the Lord was their inheritance. But when we start right here, he's talking about Reuben, and Reuben was the firstborn. And look at what he says. He says, my might. Amen. The beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity. And the excellency of power. Unstable as water. It's like Reuben has got all of these things going for him, and he just wipes it out with one little dose, or one big dose, whatever you want to say, of instability.
And I've seen, and I know you've seen, and I know that I'm not talking about something tonight that we know nothing about, that you've seen people that have so much potential, so much, amen, could do so much in God, but yet there's that instability in them. Amen. And God help us, and God take that instability out of us. Amen. That we could be stable. Look at the potential that Reuben had. Amen. The beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity. The excellency of power. But unstable as water, you will not excel. I want to tell you, young people, brother and sister tonight, if there's anything that will guarantee failure, that's instability. If there's anything that you can mark on a person and say, thou shalt not excel, amen, as long as we're unstable, amen, we will not excel in the things of God. Amen. And I believe that God can take it out of us. I believe that God can give us power over it. I believe that God can help us. Amen. I believe that God can touch us. I know a man, amen, he would pray through every revival. He would get saved every revival. And then the next revival, by time the next time come around, he was already backslid. He was already out of church. And I'm talking about he got, as the further he got, the more, amen, he got deep in sin. Until he got to the place, he come back into one revival and he was demon possessed. Because he'd been playing with God. Amen. Playing with God, amen, is not the thing to do, young people. We must have stability and steadfastness in our life. And I believe that God can help us. Let's look at these three things. Strength, amen, dignity, and power. We know what strength and power, dignity is, amen, is in excelling or a moral, you know, high, or, you know, dignity is like up, amen, very, very, very powerful word, dignity. I don't have the exact Webster's dictionary here before me, but I looked it up. Amen. We know what dignity means, but looked it up. It's, amen, an excelling of ourselves, a moral excelling. Amen. Reuben had so much going for him. God help us. I want to tell you something, friend, young person, brother, sister. Amen. God's on your side when you live for the Lord. God is on your side and you can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Unstable as water, back and forth. Amen. Even James talks about, amen, wavering like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. God help us, amen, to overcome that. God help us in this day and hour to become what God wants us to be. Strength. Hallelujah. What God has for us in strength. Amen. The beginning of my strength. I want to read, amen, a few scriptures from the book of Galatians. And Galatians, the apostle here, he talks to them in chapter 5 and verse number 7. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Amen. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Listen to verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. You was running well, he tells the Galatians. You was doing good. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? I want to tell you something, friend. If you have a friend or any type of relationship that hinders your walk with God, amen, the best thing to do is sever that relationship. That's the best thing to do. Amen. And because our soul is worth more. Amen. And there is a time, there's times in our life that we have to draw the line and say, my soul is worth more, amen, than any type of relationship. Who did hinder you? Who was this person, amen, that hindered you? Who, amen, there is seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that's been turned loose in our world because we're at the end of time. And this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You put leaven in that lump of flour or bread that you're making, you put it in there, it's going to spread into the whole lump. Amen. And so likewise in your soul and in your heart, you say, well, I'm just going to, you know, this is just going to be over here. Hey, listen, every finger on that hand is connected. Every finger. And even in the Christian life, it's all connected. It all connects.
Amen. You know, this finger right here is connected. Amen. And you say, well, I can do this over here and it won't mess up over here. Oh, yes, it will. Because it's connected. And the old saying is, you give that the devil an inch, he'll take what? He'll take a mile. Hey, hallelujah. Y'all are with me tonight. Praise God. Amen. Every finger is connected. Everything is connected in our life. Amen. And we must be careful. And we must get solid in God. He said, you ran well. You was doing so good. Everything was going good for you. Who hindered you? Amen. I know we go through trials and we get low. I'm not preaching about that tonight. Amen. I don't want to turn your attention that way. I want to stay right focused on what God's dealing with me, because I feel He would speak to our hearts. Amen. To get stability, get stable, get rooted and grounded in the ways of God. Amen. You know the Apostle Paul, or the Apostle in Hebrews, he said, I needed to give you meat, but I had to give you milk. And he said, not only that, he said, you are at the place where you should be teaching others, but you got to be taught yourself. Amen. And God wants us to become what He would have us to be in our life. Amen. I remember one time, I was thinking about this afternoon. I remember I was at a camp meeting. There was this old Assembly of God preacher got up and preached. And he said, before I preach, I saw some mamas here. He said, does anybody have a pacifier? And it was a larger service. This was years ago. And this brother's gone on to glory. He's done passed on. And man, he's holding up pacifier. He said, bring them pacifiers up here. And he put them pacifiers out there on the pulpit. Boy, he laid them out there. And you know, he said, I'm going to preach tonight on let the baby cry. He said, when people go to crying, just let them cry. Man, he gave us a good old whipping that night. He'd been talking about moaning and groaning and complaining and crying. He said, pull that pacifier out of their mouth. Amen. He was the first one that I heard say, sometimes in the church you got to part the whiskers to put in the bottle. He said, amen. But you know, we should grow up sometimes. We should learn to fight the devil. We should learn to stand for truth. We should learn to stand in the battle. Amen. Instability, God wants to take it out of us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 1, he said, I marvel. Paul said, I marvel. He said, it amazes me that you're so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Amen. That's what he said. If he said, if anybody, if it's us or an angel from heaven. Listen, we got to get so strong that an angel can't even change our mind. And we believe the things of God in such a way that a supernatural power from the other world cannot change our mind. You know, that's what happened to Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith was a young man, the founder of the Mormon doctrine, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that wrote that whole Book of Mormon. All kinds of horrible things. Amen. Went on. But you know, an angel supposedly appeared to him. I wish, amen, that we would get so strong in God, amen, that even an angel couldn't change our mind. Amen. I remember, you know, I was standing outside a store one time, and they was set up there, and so I got to talking to them, or they, you know, approached me and talking to me, and they had that Book of Mormon. And it's what it is. It's another revelation of Jesus Christ. Listen, we don't need another revelation of Jesus Christ. We have what we need. Amen. You know, the devil don't care how much you believe. Amen. Of this Bible, it's just as long as this ain't the only thing you believe. They, in this day and hour, they don't care that we say Jesus is the way to heaven. Just don't say He's the only way to heaven. But He is the only way to heaven.
Amen. So we was there, and so they had a Bible right there, and I just opened it up to Galatians. I said, look, it says right here, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than what we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I said, do you know, according to the Bible right here, that that angel, amen, that told Joseph Smith all those things, that he was accursed? Man, I'm telling you what. God help us. I mean, we locked horns right then. It wasn't long ago, I was over there on Highway 80 in a convenience store, and a guy got to talking to me about kind of along these same line. I mean, some of the goofiest things in there you ever heard in the Book of Mormon. Things that America shouldn't even put up with. Amen. You may not know it, but they teach that people with darker skin are children of the devil. Go look it up. Demonic stuff. I'm talking about if people knew this stuff, they'd throw them out of the United States. We shouldn't even put up with some of the stuff they teach. It's not even legal. But anyways, we locked horns over there at that convenience store right in front of the cashier or somebody else. And he, you know, he's a Mormon, and that lady said, excuse me, do y'all mind to move over here? But anyways, I pray that God saves their soul. Amen. But you know, we've got to be stable. We've got to know what we believe. You don't know, you might meet somebody, get you all twisted up in what you believe and tell you something. Say, well, this, that, or the other. Amen. And this, I remember I worked with a guy one time, and we was working real late, and he kind of slipped it in there. You know, slipped it in real shy, you know, about, you know, living holiness and living right. Amen. And walking right. He kind of slipped it in there, and we was working. And I'm slow anyways. I'm slow on the draw, you know. And man, I was working there, but man, I'm telling you, amen. We got to going. Amen. And the Lord got to helping me. Amen. And we was going to work late that evening. And man, it was quiet for hours. I mean, we worked. He never said a word. Amen. And you know what? The devil will twist you up. The Bible said that there's many false prophets and false Christs. Amen. And there's a spirit of Antichrist in this world. We've got to be stable. Reuben was unstable as water. He said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you under the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Amen. We got to believe what the Bible says and believe it no matter what. Hallelujah. We got to know what we believe. Now I'm telling you, amen, it's God's will that we be steadfast. He said in 1 Corinthians 15, I beseech you therefore, or no, that's a different scripture, but it said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Stable, strong, steadfast. There's a lot of things, amen, that the devil will throw your way. God help us. Amen. We got to know what we believe. I know, amen, what I thank God that I was raised in church. I thank God that my parents, amen, they didn't let me just, you know, run wild or whatever, but I came to an age I could make a choice. And I believe that God helped me make a choice, but I remember when we got married, we got to going through scriptures and looking up scriptures on why we believe these things. You know, not just because mama did it or daddy did it. We believed it. And then why we believed in the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You know, there's things being taught and people believe it and they never even look it up in the Bible. They just believe it. They just believe what is said. I mean, I can stand here and tell them something. They just believe it. Amen. Never even look it up in the Bible. Amen. The Bible tells us that, amen, they in one place in Acts, they searched the scriptures to see whether those things were so. I believe that you ought to take what I say and look it up in the Bible and see if it's right. I mean, you know, they say that the Father's the Son and the Father's the Holy Ghost and Jesus is the Father and all that. Well, then that means Jesus was a ventriloquist and he threw his voice up in the air and spoke from heaven. And he was intentionally deceiving all of the people. I mean, if you don't believe, amen, in the Trinity, then you can't even believe John 3:16. The greatest scripture in the Bible. I don't have a problem of baptizing in Jesus' name. Amen, I did it before. Just to say that I did.
I said, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and in the name of Jesus. And boom, we went down.
Or they went down. And I have baptized before where we went down. But anyways, God help us. Amen. Unstable. We got to know what we believe. Amen. Strength. Look at the potential that Reuben had, but he would not excel because he was unstable as water. Amen. Pray, God, make me strong. Amen. And know what we believe. In the end time, there's so many evil spirits that's out to tear people down.
Amen. Now I know that there's times, maybe even other services, where there's a lot of people here, or maybe people that don't understand. I wouldn't preach like this, you know.
Amen. But God knows, and He wants us to be stable. And I'm not necessarily going to go out on the street or stand in front of a church. I knew about one guy, he would go in front of churches and preach. I thought, man, why won't you go down to the bar and preach? Won't you go, you know, somewhere where people really need the Lord, or however. But anyways, God help us to be strong in what we believe. I mentioned last Sunday night, I think it was, or Wednesday night, about how that, amen, somebody I know, their children, they're the same generation as me, and their children have declared that they're agnostic. They don't believe in God, or don't even know, you know. In other words, you know, they don't know if there's really a God or not. Don't really believe in nothing. And that girl, that the mama of those children, was filled with the Holy Ghost as a young teenager, just like me. What happened? How can we get so far so quick? I'll tell you one reason is because there's so many demonic powers that is against us to destroy us. Amen. But God will fill us with His Spirit, and God will make us steadfast. Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter number 4, he said that we henceforth, verse 14, be no more children tossed to and fro, back and forth. Well, I believe this one day and I believe that the next. I've seen people, they believe one thing when they're with this crowd and they believe something else when they're with that crowd. Amen. You know that we have temperature controllers, it's called a thermostat, and we also have a thermometer that tells us what the temperature is. And you know, a thermometer, when it gets in hot weather, it goes up. And when it gets in cold weather, it goes down. But you know, a thermostat, if it's set right, when the temperature gets hot, it changes the temperature if it's connected to the right thing. You know, it gets hot in here, it cools it down. It gets cold in here, it warms it up. Amen. And I have seen people that was like thermometers. When they got around this crowd, man, they was hot. And they got around this crowd, man, they was cold. I mean, they was up on the top when they was over here and it was warm. Amen. But they was all the way down the bottom over here in this temperature. But I've seen others that was like thermostats. Amen. They got in a crowd, all of a sudden the air changed. Amen. All of a sudden something changed. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it? They was a thermostat instead of a thermometer. You know, if you take hot, boiling water and put a carrot in it, it gets soft. You can squeeze it with your hand, mush it. But if you take hot, boiling water and put an egg in it, it gets hard. You boil it long enough, it's hard as a rock. But you take hot, boiling water and put coffee in it, and it changes the water. Hallelujah. And I've seen people get in hot boiling water and it made them so soft. I've seen other people get in hot boiling water and it made them so hard. And I've seen other people get in hot boiling water and you turn and look and they had changed the water. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you call this? Geometry class or something like that? Science class? Y'all to know y'all's coming to a science class tonight? Amen. But I'm telling you, you'll face hot boiling water in your life, but it don't have to make you hard. You'll face hot boiling water in your life, but it don't have to make you soft. You can face hot boiling water in your life, and you can change the water. Hallelujah. It just depends on what you're made of. Amen. Reuben had all the potential to be great. Amen. He was the firstborn. But Amen. He would not excel because of instability in his life. The Bible said it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Oh, everybody can be faithful as long as you give them a heads up. What about that found faithful? Hallelujah. God help us, amen. Amen. Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Amen. I remember there was a friend of mine he became our friend because there was a preacher from Mississippi that preached for us a lot. And he would travel sometimes alone, and this young man in his church would come. This young, maybe teenager, mid-teenager, 16, 17, we became friends. Well, this preacher came a lot in our area, and this boy would be with him sometimes, and he wouldn't be with him sometimes. And I got to finding out when he wasn't with him, then that meant he wasn't in church. He was backslid. And then the next time he'd be there, man, he'd be on the front row shouting and praising God and testifying. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, amen, where's he at? Oh, he's not in church. Pray for him. Amen. And this went on for probably 2 or 3 years, but he got a little older. And you see, every time the devil will get a stronger grip on you. Somebody's going to get a grip on you, either God or the devil. Amen. And I remember one time I was talking to this preacher that he traveled with, and he said, I want to tell you something. He said, I prayed for that boy and I've helped him. And he did. He tried to help him. He said, but I want to tell you something. He said, I was praying for him and God told me if he doesn't get stable, he won't make it to heaven. I mean, do you really think that the Lord's going to come when we're ready? You think God's going to come on Sunday morning? We don't know. But you know when he's going to come? He's going to come when we're not looking for him. The Bible says that. The Bible said it's going to be an hour when ye think not. Amen. The Son of Man cometh. It's going to be a time when we're not expecting it. That's why we've got to be stable. That's why we've got to be found faithful. Henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. I mean, something new come through. That's why you can't go with everything new that comes through. Amen. Every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, amen, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Dignity. A perfect man. Hallelujah. God said unto Abraham, he said, amen, be thou perfect. So how can we be? We have any perfect people here? Y'all heard about that one time that man said. He said, I said, is anybody know anybody perfect? Said nobody. I said, do you even know anybody perfect? Nobody's perfect. Said a man raised his hand. He said, sir, are you perfect? He said, no, but my wife's first husband was. But you know what? When we had the babies and the doctor come out there, that little baby, let's just use Brooklyn for instance, because she's a perfect child. But anyways, that doctor come out there and said, she's perfect. Wait a minute, she can't walk, she can't talk. I mean, she can't eat on her own. She can't say dad-dad, she can't say mom, but she's perfect. Go back to the doctor about 6 months later. Now, you know, 6 months, she's setting up. She's reaching for stuff. She's, you know, she's all this. And the doctor looks, but she still can't write her name. She can't talk. She can't carry on. But the doctor said she's perfect. If she would have acted like she did the first day the doctor said she was perfect when she is 6 months old, you know what the doctor would have said? Mr. Miss Snow, something is wrong. She should be setting up by now and grabbing things and saying words. And that's the way it is with the saint of God. Amen. Somebody comes in and prays. Amen. God says they're perfect. They may still have so much baggage. They may still have things holding on to their life. They may not can cast out a devil. They may not can pray an hour. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you've been saved 3 or 4 years and you still act like we did when we first prayed, you know what the doctor says? Something's wrong. You know, I mean, you take Brooklyn right now, and she can carry on the conversation. She can write her name. She can read.
all of these things. And if we take her for a checkup, thank the Lord, I believe he would say she's perfect. But when she turns 18, if she goes in for an exam or something, you know, and she's acting like she does right now when she's 7, you know what the doctor would say. If she still wants to carry around a little baby doll, if she still wants to sit there, you know, and there is a growth process. And there's a process in sanctification. God help me to preach tonight. I don't want to bore you tonight, church, but I'm talking about, amen, the excellency of dignity. Amen. Reuben, you may have failures. Amen. But if you'll just keep growing in God and not be unstable. Amen. Tossed to and fro with every wind of about and every wind of doctrine. God help us to be stable. Dignity, the excellency of dignity, but unstable. And then power. The Bible says the excellency of power, but he was unstable. You know, the Bible said in Psalm 78, amen, in verse number 9, said the men of Ephraim, it said the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows. The children of Ephraim. Amen. Armed and carrying bows. I'm talking about men of war. Amen. The Bible says turned back in the day of battle. They had everything they needed. And I want to tell you something, brother and sister. No matter your circumstance, no matter what has happened, I have seen sad stories. God will give us enough to make it. God is not unfaithful. We'll shed tears. We'll cry. We'll beg God for relief. Amen. But God will give us enough to make it to heaven. He said he will not put no more on you than you can bear. You will not be tempted above that which you're able to bear. But he will, with the temptation, make a way to escape it. Amen. And Ephraim was armed and carrying bows. They had everything they needed. They had their bows. They had their armor. Amen. But they turned back in the day of battle. Amen. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he showed unto them. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers. Amen. He divided the sea. Look what God has done. Amen. And yet instability will make it look like we don't even know God. Reuben was unstable as water. I pray that we leave this service today, every one of us, and say, God, make me steadfast. Make me stable. Make me, God, what you would have me to be. Have you ever heard somebody make a statement about someone, maybe call their name? You know, well, Brother Wayne, he's just the same Brother Wayne he's always been. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest compliments anybody could ever give anybody. Because ain't you tired of meeting somebody and they're so different than they was just a... They believe everything different than they used to believe. I'm telling you what, we need to be the same. Because God's the same. He never changes. He never changes from generation to generation. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, I am the Lord and I change not. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, amen, young people, you see these elders, older folks, amen, gray-headed. Hallelujah, Sister Bethany said, battle scarred and worn. Amen, but they're still serving God. Amen, it's not who that runs the fastest. It's not who shouts the loudest. Amen, or jumps the highest. But it's he that endureth to the end. The same shall be saved. Amen, my dad told me, said, watch those shooting stars. They get a lot of attention, but they don't last long. You go out on a dot, and that star's just a twinkling, and then all of a sudden over here goes a meteor shower. Man, I mean, everybody's eyes turn toward it, right? But how long does it last? Just a little while,
And there may be people that come in, they may preach the gospel, they may sing, they may shout, amen, they may get all the attention. And you may think, man, I'm just up here twinkling, I'm just right here in this night sky, don't seem like God ever uses me, don't seem like I'm ever a blessing, just seems like I'm right here. But let me tell you something, amen, God knows every star by name, and He calls their name every morning, hallelujah, but there's some missing, praise God. I don't want to be one of those that's missing. I want to be stable. I want to be solid. God wants us to be stable and solid. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah. Therefore, in 2 Peter 3:17, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness.
Brother Wayne, just this week, I got word of men that I preached with that have stepped out and said that they really didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. I just shake my head. I mean, just shake my head. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Don't really believe that, you know, salvation is our part. It's just if God wants to save us and we're predestined. I said, my Lord, help us. How in the world can we twist so quick? I believe that there's evil spirits out to destroy us, Brother Richard. Amen. And I believe we ought to have our foot on the rock and our mind made up. Amen. There's empty pews here tonight. Amen. And some that have left are going to other churches, but some are on their way to a devil's hell. Hallelujah. And if God don't reach them, they're not going to make it to heaven. We've got to be stable. We got to be strong. Amen. Said I, amen, stand right square on my feet and throw my head in the air, look him straight in the eye and say, my foot's on the rock and my mind is made up. I may walk through the lonely valley. I may drink from the bitter cup. But when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air and I look him square in the eye and say, my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. You can throw us in that burning fiery furnace, but we're not gonna bow to your image. Every devil in hell will come against you, try to get you to stop. God help us. God help us. Church, the Bible says support the weak. Support the weak. You feel that power of hell coming against you? Maybe not right now, but you know in your life and in your, you feel the, hey man, you know that same power is coming against somebody else in the church? But they're not as strong as you. That's why the Bible says support. I've been praying. This week, God, build a shield around us. Build a fence around us, Lord. Somebody wrote a song and said, Jesus, be a fence around your people. Be a fence around me every day. There's weak people that can't take that attack of hell. They can't attack, they can't take it. They can't take that power of hell. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Amen. If we'll bind together and plead the blood and believe God to help us. Amen. And help us to be stable. And help us to be steadfast. And help us to know what we believe. The Apostle Paul said, I know whom I have believed. You know how you know whom you have believed? When you're persuaded. He said, I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded. Praise God. When you're persuaded. Amen. You know you're persuaded. And everybody else knows you're persuaded. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just lift a hand up to heaven and say, Lord, help me to be stable. Can you just say, Lord, help me to support some weak one, God. God, build a fence around us. Church, help me pray right now. Lord, build a fence around me.
Lord, build a fence around this church. Build a fence around the people, the minds, the families. Touch those, God. Build a fence around us, Lord. Shield us from the enemy's attack. God, help us to be stable. Help us to be solid. Help us, God, to have our foot on the rock and our mind made up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, church. Lord, help us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, build a fence about us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, help the people to not give up. Help the people not to give in. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, help us. God, help us to support the weak. Hey, listen, I'm done preaching, but can y'all catch me? Amen. I want us to pray for Jason tonight. He texted me and said, would you just pray for me? I don't know, he might be working or something. I mean, I don't know. He just asked for prayer. So look, before we come pray, would you just stretch your hand up and let's pray for him real quick. Whatever, you know, emotional things, whatever. In his home, his children, his finances, job, whatever. Spiritual, fighting the devil. You know, you served God. We fought the devil. Hallelujah. God, help me right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his family, Lord. Touch his home. Touch his marriage. Touch his wife, his children. Touch his job. Touch his finances. Bless him, God. Help him, most of all, his soul, his heart. In the name of Jesus, God. There's unity in the prayer. There's unity in this place tonight, God. Help me, Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord. God, help us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else want prayer tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up here tonight. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Anybody else? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God, build a fence. God, help us to be stable. God, help us to be solid. Help us, Lord, to not be like Reuben that had all the potential. But yet, oh God, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch our children, God.
Where can I turn?
When there's no one else to talk to. Who can I talk to when nobody wants to listen?
When nobody wants to listen.
Who can I lean on?